Clark found Gibson's horse by early afternoon. Ironically, with the rest, the horse had recovered. But Gibson had been so desperate that he'd abandoned it and was now proceeding on foot. Clark began walking, following Gibson's footprints across the hot desert sand. The sign was as easy to read as if it had been printed in a newspaper. Shortly after abandoning his horse, Gibson had been so frightened that he'd started running. He'd managed to run for about half a mile, and then he'd walk for another couple of miles. Then, the desert had begun to extract its toll from him. Gibson had started throwing things away, his spurs, his shirt, finally an empty canteen. Clark left the shirt and spurs, but he picked up the canteen, thinking that if he found water, he'd refill it, giving him an extra canteen. In this heat, an extra canteen could be a lifesaver. Soon, it became obvious that Gibson was having a hard time staying on his feet. It was clear from the sign that Gibson would fall, crawl for a few feet, then get up and lunge ahead for a few feet farther before falling again. Then Clark saw him, a solitary figure staggering across the desert.
Gibson!
Startled at hearing his name called, Gibson started to run. Clark had been leading both horses, his and Gibson's, and because the animals were now fairly well rested, he swung into the saddle.
Gibson, come on! You're gonna die in the desert unless you come back! Come on! I've got an extra canteen! I'll give you a drink of water!
Suddenly, Gibson pulled his gun and pointed it at Clark. Clark had no choice but to draw his own pistol and shoot. Gibson went down with a bullet hole in his forehead.
Damn! Why'd you do that?